Oh my, would you look at that? It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, well, well. Did you miss me? You should have. Don't be so curious for something like that. I came back. Isn't that what's most important? It took so long since the world is so messy. All the better to kiss you after so long. Look at me. There wasn't a day that went by that I didn't miss your endless yapping. Your contributions to conversations are deceptively important. You should be a little bit more proud of yourself, if you ask me. It's been too long. Obviously, I've just got something in my eye. There's nothing further than that. You know that. Gosh, I mean it. Everything you do has been special. I always loved you. It's not as though I left because I wanted to. Not even a little bit. I wish I could have taken you, but family things remain in the family. Things like this, I couldn't. Even I have things I can't handle. Believe it or not, I just couldn't bring you into this. It would be far too dangerous. Did you think someone who's a renowned assassin, someone who spends his life rich and famous, praised as the savior of mankind, or at least one of them, doesn't have things that make him? No, never mind. Shut up. It won't go away even if I say that, will it? Life doesn't dance to my tune. It does what it wants to, what it always does. Expectations. Of course, it's always marrying for power. Marrying for influence. Marrying for what looks good on a social media post. I never cared about that. Not even once. I needed something else. But I never got what I needed. I couldn't until I met you. I lived in hell. Every single day, all that confidence was something, but what is confidence without substance? Just ugly noise. Overconfident. I've spent every day missing you, but I had no choice. I won't be married to just anyone. If it's not you, then I don't want it. I think I've made myself exceptionally clear, but clearly, it wasn't enough yet. Bold of you to assume they care about my opinion. Don't you know? Image is more powerful. Sentiment is just that, a fleeting thing. They don't believe that it matters if you love your spouse or not. I've been fighting for you. Silently. But I missed you the whole time. That's why I kissed you. Right from the start. I didn't want this to be the way it went. I thought I had more power in this, but contracts are a very difficult thing in such a world. Not just contracts for killing, contracts for everything. My life has been signing on the dotted line every single time I didn't want to. And now here I am, lost in a prison of their making, of paper and ink, that I can't escape so easily. So, there's only other paths that are ugly ones. You know exactly how I think. You know exactly what I'll do. Predicting everything like that. It was one of your talents. Quick on the uptake for someone, so... You never considered yourself much. But when you finally did, I came into your life of all things. You certainly have terrible luck. You know that? I missed you. The real you, I mean. Not just the one that comes out sometimes. But the you that I can speak of with anything. The you with no compromise. That the only reason you thought you could date me in the first place was to shut me up. I'm not going anywhere. Not soon. So relax. If I was, you'd be the first to know about it. Then why wouldn't I? You deserve that. You deserve a lot more than you've had. And in truth, so do I. Even in light of their meddling, I managed to do one really good thing. I took care of a loose end that didn't require killing. Believe it or not, my fiancé, who was supposed to be you, understood that I didn't want them. That this whole arrangement was by our parents. I almost felt bad. Not because I had any lingering feelings for them. I never did. But because they were trapped just like me. Likely to be shipped to the highest bidder, just like what my parents did. The world of the rich, the powerful, is sometimes a cage. And not the kind that you can just break out of, no. The absolute worst kind. The kind that's right wrapped around your finger or squeezing upon your heart. The ones that you lament into the night, screaming at the top of your lungs, but no one hears you because you're in a designer soundproof room. That's how it works. A prison of Prada and... I never needed any of this. No one does. No one needs to be on a yacht 60 days in the year. No one needs that much, but it's an addiction. An addiction to considering yourself better. An addiction that wraps around you in the worst way because you can't escape. Like nipping piranhas at your ankles. Slowly eating away with you with 1,000 tiny bites.
That's what it feels like.
Yet here I am. Not just lamenting, but with you. After much, much deliberation, I managed to at least get a chance for us. It may not be the easiest thing, but listen to me. The arranged marriage is sadly still on, yes, but only in a formality. Neither sides want to back down, as it'd be a public spectacle, an embarrassment, a shame, a blemish, a lower in the stocks. Everything's about money. But that doesn't mean I have to participate in such a stupid system. I'm going to give it up. They can take their perfect, fake marriage and shove it. I won't be their prisoner any longer. I'll give up my inheritance. I'll give up my money. I don't care. If we need to build it from the ground up, then we do. We survive. You and I, we deserve that much. Don't we? The world is shit. High and low, I've heard terrible things about it. But there's no reason for us not to do something we believe in. Whether I estrange them, or I end up versing them, killing them. We have options, I suppose. There's something poetic and romantic, isn't there? About running away together. About you and I versus the world. There might be something even more romantic about assassinating the assassin family, stealing their money, getting them to sign away their ways to me. If ever you miss this life, that is. If it ever came back, it would be far too soon. Money is a chain. Sure, we all need it. And we'll have to figure out how to not be homeless, I suppose. But I would rather face that reality than a million more without you. I can't help myself sometimes. I would never have made it this far, or likely even survived this long without you. And all that time I spent away, I've learned that arrangements can't fixate. They can't ruin what they can't touch, and you do the opposite of ruin. Someone who's pompous like you, who manages to have such a haughty attitude, let alone your myriad of character flaws that so adequately encompass you. Your lack of tact in higher society is also adorable. But you listen to me. We're not our chains, our money, our fate. If we live a modest life, would you be happy? I think I'd prefer that to taking lives from highest bidder. I'm glad that we can be on the same page going into this. A new beginning. A new passionate chapter in our lives. One that no one has any right or ability to taste, deny, or otherwise get in our way.
right?
So you heard that in my voice. The hesitation. It wasn't born of any doubt that we could do it. I just worry about lingering ties. Sometimes they fray at the seams. Sometimes they gnash and thaw. And sometimes they don't forget when you betray them. Make no mistake, being the greatest assassin who's ever lived, I will not let them harm us. Then you can be absolutely sure. Don't you trust me? Even here, I've learned so much about you. One simple day and everything just clicks. I'm glad it was you. A nice little commoner for this dejected prince. Won't you show me your ways? Certainly. I guess this prince has lost his crown. And yet, I've never felt warmer, happier. Holding your hand, it doesn't seem so scary. I feel like there's something to hope for. Which is really special. Why didn't you abandon me? I've always wondered. Something so simple. I understand. And yet I don't at all. It's like explaining language to someone who's never heard it before. It sounds like nonsense, and yet it sounds so fascinating, so vibrant and exciting. I've never been good with my words, necessarily. And on the other hand, I've been excellent with them, so the combination may be jarring, but sometimes even I don't have the words, darling. And I am at a near divine lack of words with what I'm supposed to say, what I'm supposed to feel, what I'm supposed to do. Whatever feels right. You're absolutely right. That's what matters, isn't it? Then I'll make more of what matters. And you can show me those struggle meals you wanted to previously. If they're meals you have in a struggle, but you would eat them when you're not, that's saying something. It sounds more like a comfort mood. I didn't use comfort food. Even I stumble sometimes, see? Even gods can bleed. You're right. My nerves are getting the best of me. Even I have my limits that way. My hand is shaking. Oh, I suppose it is. When I hold yours, it's much harder to let it get to me. Guess you'll have to not let go. Not forever. You've seen sides of me I've shown no one. And yet here we are. There must be enough of substance in me after all. for you to care so much. I won't let you down. That trust means more than the world to me. Quite literally. I love you. Something I was never supposed to say. But something I'll say until my dying breath. And this assassin will always be yours. Just promise me you won't let that cheapen what we have. That we can be something. That you won't let me go.